Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the risen Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. This verse from the gospel reading we heard just a few moments ago is one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. St. Luke is describing the reaction of the disciples to the risen Jesus, except it's not just to the risen Jesus. I mean, they've already heard from the women who went to the tomb early on Sunday morning and found Jesus not there. Then Peter also saw the empty tomb and was amazed. Then they heard the testimony of the two disciples who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus. Then Jesus came into the room and met them himself, and they were terrified, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. That's right, terrified, not overjoyed, not relieved, not hopeful, but terrified. And Jesus knows this. And so he says to them, "Why are you frightened? Why do doubts arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And to make absolutely sure they weren't missing anything, he then shows them his hands and his feet and the marks of the scars in them. And the very next line St. Luke writes is the one I love so much. Because after hearing the women's testimony, after hearing about Peter's encounter, after listening to the two disciples Jesus met on the road, after Jesus appears to them himself, and after Jesus shows them it's really him right there in flesh and blood, after all of this, St. Luke writes, while in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. I love this verse because it always challenges me to go a little deeper. You see, it's so very easy for us to think that you're either joyful or sad, either brave or terrified, either faithful or filled with doubts, either confident or wondering. But this passage, this story, challenges those easy divisions and definitions and invites us to go deeper, to realize that some things are so good, like the unexpected and frankly mind-blowing return of the Lord they had seen executed. Some things are so good they seem a little too good to be true, and yet at the same time, you realize it is so good, it must be true. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. Yes, they are joyful in the presence of their risen Lord, and at the same time, they still couldn't believe, couldn't fathom, couldn't accept what was right in front of them, and so were disbelieving. And at the very same time, they were also wondering, what in the world is going on? What in the world is God up to? While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. Nearly 500 years ago, Martin Luther described what has traditionally been called the marks of the church, those things that are reliably present when believers gather in the name of Christ. By and large, Luther repeated the tradition that he had inherited by naming things like preaching and prayer and the presence of the sacraments, nothing particularly new. But then he added one more thing, something completely new, struggle. That's right, struggle. Luther believed that faith that was always easy was probably not real faith in the Messiah who had been crucified, died, and was raised again. So if you find yourself this day or any day in the near future struggling to believe in the risen Lord, just as his first disciples struggled, or struggling to believe that God is gracious and loves you more than anything, or struggling to believe and accept that God can work through you, the good, the bad, everything in between for the sake of the world, or struggling to believe simply that even when you have fallen short of what you want to do or who you want to be, yet God forgives you, loves you, and sends you out to try again. If you struggle to believe any of these things, then not only are you in very good company, but according to Martin Luther, you are among the most faithful people in the world. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. Today, we delight to welcome more than 100 new people to Mount Olivet. We welcome you to a church that believes that sometimes faith is easy and at other times it's unbelievably hard. Sometimes life is sweet and sometimes it is so very difficult. Sometimes it feels like God is in heaven and all is right in the world. And sometimes it is hard to believe there is a God looking down at us and caring for us at all. We welcome you, that is, to a life of joy and disbelief, wonder and struggle. But we also welcome you to do these things, feeling joy and doubting, wondering and struggling together. You are not alone. You do not celebrate alone, doubt alone, wonder alone, or struggle alone. We are here in this thing we call the church. Together. We gather together, worship together, celebrate together, struggle together, persevere together, encourage together, flourish together, and sometimes just hang on to each other together. And in doing all of these things, we become more and more the body of Christ and the church our Lord Jesus has called us to be. Together. That's why we're investing in this building, so that we can grow the body of Christ and invite more and more people into this life we share. And that's why I am asking you to give to this effort, so that you can feel the joy of Christian generosity and the satisfaction of finishing this good work together. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. I love that description of St. Luke's because it characterized the disciples back then so well and still describes we who call ourselves disciples today so very well also. Joyful, doubtful, wondering, struggling, and more, all together as the people of God called Mount Olivet Church. Thanks be to God. Amen.